In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. St. Lucy, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we're going to continue with light, Louisa, excuse me, and the divine will, life. This is so much fun entering into what this is all about. The more that we study, the more that we focus on this gift of gifts, this prodigy of prodigies, really the happier we become, because we realize that everything that has been promised by the Lord in sacred scripture, you know, everything, it's right. It's here. It's coming. It's very, very close. And so what the Lord has done in his wisdom and in his mercy, his love for us, he's given us the book of heaven. And when we go through the book of heaven, Jesus keeps on explaining, making it very, very clear that everything's going to change. And it's not 1,000 years from now. It's very close. It's very, very close. And the Lord needs us to become aware of what's happening. So today in volumes 6, May 9th, 1905, as the soul lives with God and dies to all the rest. Remember, when we do our prevening act, the last thing we should say is, Lord, I only want heaven. All I want is heaven on earth. All I want is no longer the things of the world, the flesh, and the devil. No longer the things of earth, but only the things of heaven. And Jesus tells us this. As the soul lives with God, the soul will die to all the rest. Her very nature comes to anticipate the privileges which the soul must enrich her at the resurrection. So what does Jesus say? He says to Louisa, I rose from the dead so that my children can rise from the death of the human will. See, the human will has been our misery from when Adam committed the original sin. He said, I'm not going to do God's will. I'm going to do my will. I want to do it my way. That's a song that is, it's about, I mean, misery. You look at the lives of those who've done it their way. It's usually their way to hell. And so Jesus says the soul that wants to live with God dies to everything else. Their very nature comes to anticipate, longing for, desiring the privileges which must enrich the soul at the resurrection. Okay. And what does that mean? Jesus wants us to participate in this resurrection now. He says, I want you to rise from the death of your human will to enter into the life of the divine will. And this is what Jesus says. That is, the soul will feel spiritualized. The soul will feel deified. The soul will become incorruptible in addition to all the goods which the soul will take part, feeling herself the partaker in all the privileges of divine life on earth. On earth. The soul will feel spiritualized and divinized. This is what Jesus tells Louisa. When the book of heaven, Jesus showed Louisa the future. When the book of heaven, all 36 volumes are placed like on this table, and venerable people will come to stand next to that, to these writings. They will become spiritualized and divinized. This should be our life now. Jesus has redeemed us. Are they to co-redeem with Christ? And now God wants to sanctify us. So this is what he's getting us ready for. He's getting us ready for this new and divine way of holiness that Pope St. John Paul II promised, prophesied. So how do you anticipate the privileges of being spiritualized, deified, and incorruptible, in addition to all the goods that the soul will take part in, feeling herself, listen to this, the partaker in all the privileges of divine life. Adam experienced this. Jesus and Mary lived it. This is the life they breathed into Louisa. And Jesus says, now, because of Louisa, because what I have taught Louisa, this new and divine way of holiness, basically, begin to live this life. So we should be filled with such peace, such joy, such happiness as we enter into the book of heaven. Okay, so we've mentioned before, there is coming an enlightenment. There will be a time where this life, this light, this love of God, we're going to understand it. We're going to, not completely, but we're going to enter into it. So this illumination of conscience is basically God explaining in detail, and this is what's coming, this new and divine way of holiness. He's going to show us who we are and who he is. So in addition to this, Jesus says, there is the distinction of glory, which these souls will have in heaven. They will also be different from all the others, as heaven is different from the earth. Okay, why? Okay, when you look at the men and women of the Old Testament, good, holy, saintly people, the children after the resurrection, after Jesus was crucified, died, and rose from the dead and redeemed humanity, the children there are different than the people of the Old Testament. Why? They have received the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ in Holy Eucharist. They have been baptized. They're ontologically changed. They're no longer sons and daughters of Adam. They really become sons and daughters of God. They are confirmed and receive the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit and the 12 fruits of the Holy Spirit. These are different. They're in heaven. They are different. Why? It's more of this outpouring of love, of light, of life on humanity. So now with those who are going to enter into the privileges of divine life, living in the divine will, they will be different than the other souls in heaven. It's like God is going to bestow more of who he is to the point of going back full circle, back to our origin, which is the womb of the Father. They will be different than the others, as heaven is different from the earth. The souls which will have this glory in heaven are so much different. So Jesus is showing us that even on earth, you're going to be different. As everyone who's going to go through, and we're all going to go through this transmutation. When this happens, those souls that haven't let go of the things of earth and embrace the things of heaven are going to have a more difficult time. And Jesus says, we will help them begin to understand what this new and divine way of holiness is all about. So Jesus is teaching us. So when we pray in the name of everyone and everything. We want all of humanity to change, as Jesus and Mary suffered, gave up the human in order to embrace the divine. They want this now for their children. So volume 6, May 30th, 1905. In addition to divine life and human life, love administers a third life to me, and which made all the lives of creatures germinate within my holy humanity. So here, Jesus is showing us our God is filled with surprises. In addition to the divine life that Jesus had and the human life, the holy humanity of Jesus, love administered a third life to me. Okay, so we see how this third life is, he says this, which made all the lives of all of humanity germinate within my holy humanity. So what the saints have been telling us and teaching us guiding us for the last 2,000 years is to reflect the holy humanity of Jesus. And now with this gift of the divine will, Jesus wants us to show this interior life that made all the lives of creatures germinate within Jesus. We were with him from the beginning. He says, this is the life of love, which while giving me life, gave me continuous death. Okay, dying to himself so that we could live. It beat me, it fortified me, it humiliated me, it raised me, it embittered me, it sweetened me, it tormented me, and gave me delights. So this love of God, for humanity, we see the love of God with Our Lady. Excuse me. We see the love of God with Our Lady. Sorry, I'm going to sneeze. It slowly catches up with you. When she cries tears of oil, tears of blood, tears of water, she knows that her children are on the edge of the abyss. And Jesus and Mary have done everything. And now they ask us, would you be willing to participate in helping your brothers and sisters, helping to repair the world, renew the world? And again, this is essential. Sorry. It's a new beginning that's coming for all of humanity. And God wants us to participate in this. So it's not just a life of love. It's also a life of light and happiness and joy, but also of suffering. This life of sharing with Jesus and Mary, the sorrow at this point that there will be souls who will not want what God has planned for them. What do we see today? It's the fastest growing religion is Satanism. Humanity has fallen into that sorrow of not wanting life, not wanting the love, not wanting the light of God anymore. They want the darkness. They want the misery. It's a tough time at this point. We can see it with our family, our friends, our neighbors, our coworkers, our parishioners. We can see that a lot of people are not awake yet. What's the awakening? The awakening is when God is going to bring about this new and divine way of holiness. I'm really sorry. My nose. It's going to be a new and divine way of holiness that our God is asking us to enter into. So you're going to go through, God is going to show you things. And we're going to say, you know, I'm sorry, Lord. First of all, we say, thank you for showing this to me. Second, I'm sorry it's happening to you, Lord. And third, and this is the important thing, I want to repair and redo this as if it never occurred. This is the prayer to the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle them the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and we will be recreated, and you, Lord, will renew the face of the earth through us. This repairing, redoing is what our role in the divine will is all about. Not only for ourselves, I always pray not only for my sins, but for all of my brothers and sisters. You know, Lord, have mercy on us. You know, we want, if the veil was lifted, we would want you more than anything. Our whole family, our neighbors, we would focus on you, Lord. And right now we're far from you because of the human will. And we want this great gift of the divine will to be on earth as it is in heaven, to bring back to you not only ourselves and our families, but all of humanity. As Jesus and Mary did on Calvary, we also want to spend our life in union with all our brothers and sisters to bring everyone to the throne of God. This is what they taught Louisa. And now Jesus is saying, do you want to cooperate with Louisa and really bring the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven? Do you want to be on the winning side, if you want to say? And Jesus gives us this opportunity. So he will show us, he's going to show us some very horrible things that are happening in the world. Some terrible things. People say to me, well, it's not so bad. Hell is reigning. The prince of the earth, the demons are, Jesus says, I have to release all of you, all of hell. I've got to release all the demons. And Louisa said, Jesus, you're the Son of God. You don't have to do this. You can just wipe it clean. And Jesus says, you don't understand. Humanity wants evil. People don't realize. Let's just look at Halloween. They say Halloween is getting bigger than Christmas. And what do you have? You have skulls and skeletons and witches and goblins and vampires, darkness. And when you look around, people are decorating their house with death. This is life. This, he took upon himself our death. He now wants us to have the resurrected life. And what you see all around in movies and in music and on television, death, that which is opposed to God, that which is offensive to God. And our job is to, see, it's, we're like that, what do they say, like the frog in boiling water, little by little, as the water gets warmer and warmer, the frog doesn't even know it and then it cooks to death. This is what we've been going through with television, with movies, with music, with fashion, with all that humanity has. It's a slowly turning towards the evil one. And our job is to be one with Jesus, one with Mary, the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, learning from the saints how to do the will of God. That's volume 1 through volume 10. But now with the book of heaven, entering into living in the divine will through the power of the Holy Spirit, this, we are longing for the kingdom of God to come on earth as it is in heaven. We are longing for this great outpouring of the Holy Spirit, the second Pentecost, this new and divine way of holiness. And so Jesus is predestined us to live at this time. It is basically the worst of times. And yet at the same time with the book of heaven, it's the best of times. This is so necessary that we make a decision, and we make the decision every morning. Getting up with our prevenient act, waking up and immediately, even before you get out of bed, I want this day, I want to do everything, every thought, every word, every deed in this day in the divine will. I want to be fused with you, triune God. I want to be fused with the way you taught Louisa, be infused with Jesus and Mary, given to Louisa. I want this. Then entering into this gift of the divine will, this life of the divine will, I want to pray my rounds of creation. I want to experience all the I love yous in creation. I want to experience all the I love yous in redemption, the Jesus and Mary, what they went through while they were here. I want to enter the prime act of God, the single act of God, that fiat lux, that fiat mihi, now the fiat voluntas tua. I want to enter into this fiat of God, participating one with God in all my thoughts, words, and deeds, so that I can live in the divine will. And the whole reason for living in the divine will is to leave that of earth and to enter into heaven, or in other words, heaven come to earth. When this event occurs, the evil one will be banished from earth, as he was banished from heaven. So we are living in a glorious time where the Lord is asking us, how much do you want this? Now, if you haven't done the rounds of Advent, go to luisapicaretta.me, download the book, and just little by little go through it. There's a lot there. It's for those souls who basically have really given up everything. I mean, or God has taken away everything from them. So like with Luisa, he took everything away from Luisa. So Luisa's focus would be the Book of Heaven. And that's what she did for 70 years. She focused on the Book of Heaven. She studied the Book of Heaven. She put into practice the Book of Heaven. And so like, for example, the rounds of Advent, when you go through that, Christmas becomes, oh, come, let us adore him. Christmas becomes more of a falling in love with our God, falling in love when we go through the Christmas novena. Again, if you can print it up and put it in your bulletin, if you can, let everyone begin to know that this is true love. The excesses of love that Jesus went through for us, even in the womb of his Blessed Mother for those 9 months. This is our time to really help those around us. And most people will say no. There will be a few that will say, oh, this is good, let's try this, and then fall in love with the divine will. But the majority at this point are not awake. The majority at this time are still blinded by the lies of Lucifer. And our job is to enter into this divine will, this divine life, this divine light, this divine love, and begin to live it with peace, joy, and happiness amid everything falling apart around us. Our job is to fight like Joan of Arc fought. Joan of Arc said, I'm not afraid. I was born for this time. And then she says, God is with us. And God is with us. Christmas, Emmanuel. So our life is to really let go of all that is opposed to God. Yeah. So, for example, until everybody just says, enough of this television, enough of this hypnotic eye of death, where you sit in front of it, and whether you're 8 years old or 80 years old, you're there for hours just staring, not moving, just staring. This hypnotic eye of death, this pulsation that's coming out of the television. The man who developed the television wouldn't let his children watch it because he knew what this pulsation would do. And we really have been mesmerized all our life. A lot of parents, said, oh, there's Sesame Street. Let's put the kids in front of Sesame Street. What was Sesame Street? Falling in love with the Dracula, Count Dracula, falling in love with the Cookie Monster, falling in love with everything that'll make you happy without Jesus Christ. And you really think about it, the guy who developed that show, when he sold it, he died almost immediately. The devil didn't need him anymore. What our job is to, okay, what is life? Is it the television? No. Is it the movies? No. Is it the music? No. What is life? What is light? What is love? And so God gives us the Book of Heaven, volume 7, March 13th, 1906. I found myself all absorbed in Jesus. That's our life. My whole being was dissolved in such a way that I could do nothing but see nothing but what he himself was doing and seeing. So let's see, what's happening is the holy humanity of Jesus. Jesus says people go to purgatory because there's certain things in their lives that are opposed to the holy humanity of Jesus. They haven't purged themselves of that. They haven't prayed enough. They haven't fasted enough. They haven't done penance enough. They haven't suffered enough to let go of the misery of the human will. The human will, which Adam had done, is our life. What are you going to do? How are you going to make it your way? It's all about you. And God is gone. God is not there. Our life is to let the Lord become alive. So listen to what Louise says. This is where we have to be. Again, this is volume 7. Just to understand volume 7, Acuna's family, his children and Jose Acuna, all they had at that point was volume 7, and they memorized it. They read it every day and memorized it. So when you think about it, here she says, I found myself all absorbed in Jesus. They would read that and they'd memorize it. And then they would change their way of living so that they could always be absorbed in God, in one with Jesus. We become that drop of water put into the chalice filled with wine. My whole being was dissolved in such a way that I could do nothing and see nothing but what Jesus himself was doing and what Jesus himself was seeing. So we begin to, we say to Jesus, gaze in my gazing, let me see what you saw. Let me see the love of God in creation. Let me see the love of God in all that I see today. So here, again, we get a glimpse of how God wants to wake us up, to get ready for the illumination of conscience, to get ready to really begin to see, hear, smell, taste, touch everything that Jesus did in the way that Jesus did, so that we can begin to see all the I love yous of the Father all around us, to want this great outpouring of the Holy Spirit so that we can now live in the divine will through the power of the Holy Spirit, to want the divine inheritance that God breathed into Adam, that comes alive again in us, not just doing the will of God, but living in the will of God, to begin to see, smell, taste, touch all the I love yous that are around us. That's the rounds. When you pray the rounds, I adore you, I love you, I praise you, I thank you, I bless you, I worship you, I glorify you. As we pray the rounds, we really begin to pray the prayers of the saints in heaven. Everything changes for us. It's not a saintly prayer. It's not a good prayer. It's not a holy prayer. It's a prayer that Jesus prayed, where we are surrendering, being docile, submitting to the Lord and saying to him, basically, I want nothing but what you, your holy humanity did. I want to enter into this life to become a divine mirror of Jesus. That's volume 1 through volume 10. How to become this divine mirror. And then volume 11 through volume 19, how to live in the divine will through the power of the Holy Spirit. Not just doing the will of God, but living in the will of God as Jesus and Mary did, the new Adam and the new Eve did. So finally, we can get to volume 20 through volume 36, how to receive the divine inheritance of the Father. This is what God's waiting for. He says, who wants this? He says, who wants to stop living in their misery and start living this abundant life of Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve? So what does she say? I'm absorbed in him. I was dissolved in him. I could see nothing but what Jesus was doing, what Jesus was seeing. That's life. She said, I felt blissful. I felt happy. All of my human powers dozy, he says, and just like one who goes into the depths of the sea, which is all water, if he looks, he sees water. If he speaks, the water prevents his speech from entering even to his bowels, enters into his bowels. If he listens, it is the murmuring of the water that enters into his ears. See, this is why Jesus calls the divine will this infinite ocean of love. He says, I want you to dive into this infinite ocean of love and drown. He doesn't want us to participate in the human misery anymore. With worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin. He doesn't want that for us. She says, when I'm focused on Jesus, she says, I am blissful. I am happy. All my human powers are dozing off like one who dives into the depths of the sea. So she's telling us, you haven't experienced anything yet until you dive into the infinite ocean of love. You know, we've mentioned the lives of the saints, the ecstasy of love of St. Teresa of Avila, the ecstasy of love of St. Catherine of Siena, this ecstasy that the saints went into. This, what Louise is talking about, is more than that, because they were doing the will of God. But to live in the will of God is much different. Dina Bellinger, when Jesus said, you're going to die, and she, on the such and such a day, and she told all the sisters, Jesus just told me I'm going to die on this day, and nothing happened. And all the sisters go, well, so Jesus finally appears to sister Dina Bellinger, and she goes, I guess I misunderstood you. You said I was going to be dead. And as you can see, I'm still living. And Jesus says, no, you're dead. I'm your divine substitute. You're going to see when this body dies that I have been living your life for the last part of your life. What's really beautiful about that is this is not the divine will. A lot of people say, well, she was living in the divine will as God's divine substitute. No, that's far, far short of what the divine will is. The divine will, a friend of mine, I was honored to know this person, but Jesus gave him the glorified body. He says, for a day, I want you to know what's coming for humanity. So he gave him the glorified body, and he was looking at his arm, and he said, I could see all the tendons, the nerves. I could see the blood circulating. I could see the muscles. I could see the skin. Everything was glowing. It was glowing. And he says to Jesus, what's going on? How come I'm so happy? And Jesus said, because we are looking at ourselves. We're going to be one with God, fused with God. This glowing, the flames of hell always mimic the light of heaven. So you have this now, we have this Luciferian AIDS, where the people are actually glowing. It's a mock of what God is going to do. It's a negative to what God wants to bring to humanity. And then my friend walked outside, it was February, he walked outside and to his garden, to his house, they call that, where he kept the flowers growing in the winter. And all the rose bushes came to life as he's walking down the path, came full bloom and then bowed, you know. And he said to Jesus, he said, what's going on? And Jesus says, the creature, the flower, realizes it's in the presence of its creator and is blushing. See, we are going to be one with God. We get a glimpse of what was happening with Adam in paradise, where he named all the animals. He knew all the sciences, Jesus says. Well, same thing is going to happen to us. The knowledge that we're going to enter into, it's like, for example, what's genius is what, 160 or something like that. The saints, I should say the angels and the demonic, They say that's 400, if you want to say it, like IQ. This is a terrible comparison, but what we're going to enter into in the new era is just trying to figure out where we are, where the angels and demons are, and where paradise is. It would be like our IQ would be like a thousand. Why? We're going to be in God's image and likeness to do what God does. And so he's teaching us now to do what he is doing. How does this one start? I was absorbed in Jesus. I was dissolved in such a way that I could do nothing or see nothing but what Jesus was doing, what Jesus was seeing. I felt blissful and happy, and my human powers were gone. It was like me being in the depths of the sea with all water. If you look, you see water. If you speak, it's all water. It prevents the speech. If you listen, it's like listening to the murmurs of the waters that enters our ears. With this difference, she says, that in the seas, in the sea, one's life is in danger. You're going to drown. One neither feels happiness nor blissfulness. While in God, one reacquires divine life, divine happiness, divine beatitude. That's where we're supposed to be living. So what Jesus is doing in these final days, and we say final days because John Paul II said that. He says, well, the reason I say final days is that's what Paul said 2,000 years ago. He says, but we're closer to the final days. Now we're at the end of the days. It's not the end of the world. What's coming to an end? The human misery. This ocean of God's love another way of explaining it, the fire that's coming. The first purification was of the flood with the rainbow at the end. The second purification was the blood of Jesus and the resurrection. And now with the fire that's coming, the consuming the world in love is the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the Immaculate Heart of Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve through the newborn Louisa. What God is getting us ready for is a complete, complete, complete transformation of the face of the earth. Heaven's coming to earth. It's not anything that, it's not doom and gloom. The only one that has doom and gloom at this point is the evil one. So he says, are you willing to dive into this infinite ocean of love and drown? Are you willing? This drowning, are you willing to have divine life, divine happiness, divine beatitude? Are you willing to dive into this ocean? And when we say yes, then Jesus goes, let me see. It's like, learning how to dive into the water, and the lifeguard's there. Let's see what you can do. You know, and jumping off a tower. Remember the first time you jumped off a high tower? It was like, into the water. It was like, but once you do this, it's learning how to do this. This is the best part. Jesus is teaching us how to dive into this infinite ocean of love, this infinite ocean of light, this infinite ocean of love, this light, this love, this life of God. He wants us to enter into this, to reacquire the divine life that Adam lost, the divine happiness that Adam lost, the divine beatitude that Adam lost. This is what sanctification is about. And God has saved it for us. We're nobodies, we're nothings. But how fortunate we are to be alive today, to have the book of heaven. As we read it every day, especially, I love the calendar. As you read the calendar every day, you begin to understand why God loves us so much. He loves us because he has breathed into us his spirit, breathed into us this Ruah of God, this breath of God, where we can share in his divinity. We're that drop of water put into the chalice filled with wine, fusing and diffusing. And this is why, if you really are reading what Jesus says, pray to Jesus, I want to be absorbed all in you, Lord. This is what you gave to Louisa. I want this. I don't know what it means, but I want to be absorbed in you. I want to be dissolved. I don't want to see, hear, smell, taste anything but what you yourself was doing, seeing, smelling, tasting, touching. I want to enter into you. This is one of the reasons why we pray the Holy Rosary. We pray the Holy Rosary because we are learning. Our memory becomes of Jesus and Mary. Spend time with Jesus and Mary at Nazareth. If you haven't done that yet, begin. Say, Jesus, show me Nazareth. Show me your home. Show me what Joseph is doing. Show me what the Blessed Mother is doing. I want to be absorbed all in you. I want to see what you saw. I want to hear what you heard. I want to enter into this life. I want my powers gone, dozing off. I want to enter into this new and divine way of holiness, of reacquiring divine life. See, this is what God breathed into Louisa. And God is offering this to us. But like he says, I'm waiting for the souls to want the divine will more than anything before I can give it to the world. He says, I'm waiting for that. I'm going to give it to the world. He says, if I have to wait centuries, I will wait centuries. Well, we don't want the Lord to wait centuries any longer. We've had, it's 2,000 years. We've entered the 7,000th year, a new beginning for mankind. I want this. See, it's your conversation with Jesus. It's not complaining to him. It's not saying, why isn't this happening? It all depends on us. I want this life. So Jesus says, well, what do you want? Remember the blind man? He says to Jesus, Jesus said to him, what do you want? And he says, I want to see. Do you want that? You know, basically he came back. Do you wish for that? And Jesus says, I do. See, prayer comes from God. If it's in the divine will, it comes from God. It won't be anything separate from God. And like, for example, how do we know this? Last book, volume 36, Louisa said to Jesus, Jesus, may every soul that is born to the light of the day become a baptized Catholic. And Jesus says, it's done. Louisa says, I just prayed it. How can it be done? He goes, because this is my prayer and you prayed it and I'm answering it. See, you have to understand our Lord loves us so much that one of the saints or a couple of saints said that what Jesus is going to do in these final days is going to even surprise Our Lady. What's coming is this outpouring of the fire of God's love, Sacred Heart of Jesus. Learn about the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Cardinal Burke, his whole focus is the Sacred Heart of Jesus. He gives out rosaries with the Sacred Heart on it. He says, as a priest, this is what he wanted to do, is let people know about the Sacred Heart. What Jesus is asking is that we get to know not only the Sacred Heart, not only the divine mercy, the two rays of light. Jesus says, when people begin to live in the divine will, they will begin to see my heart, Jesus says, with 360 degree rays coming out of my heart. He says to Louisa, you haven't seen anything yet. What's coming is a new and divine way of holiness. So he's offering this to us. Then the Immaculate Heart of Mary, it's the same thing. Who is this new Adam and new Eve who wants us to be like him, image and likeness, that they breathe into the Louisa? Who is this Louisa? It's just such a glorious time to be alive. When you read, and again, it's between you and Jesus. You tell him, basically, it's like a consecration to Jesus' Sacred Heart, consecration to Our Lady's Immaculate Heart through Louisa. I want what you gave to Louisa. I want to understand this. I want to live this. I want to possess this more than anything. And Jesus will answer that prayer because it's his prayer. I'm waiting for the souls who will want the divine will more than anything. Then pray that. I want the divine will more than anything, saintly, good, or holy. I want to live this, reacquire the divine life. I want to reacquire the divine happiness. I want to reacquire the divine beauty that you breathed into Adam, that Our Lady possesses, that Jesus possessed, that they breathed into Louisa. I want this life, and watch what God will do. So may the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa, and we pray that this prayer becomes God's command. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.